presence of the Lord
is so, so awesome. Amen. So awesome. Presence of the Lord. Precious Holy Spirit. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Thank you, Lord, for settling upon us right now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The name that's above every name. Every disease, the name above every addiction, the name of Jesus. He who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Standing on holy ground. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get into the Word for a few moments this morning. Thank you, Father. Pray that you've already been touched this morning. Of course, we know today we're celebrating Mother's Day, so it's going to be a short sermon, as far as I know right now, but there's not anything that I could say that you probably have not already heard before, and there are many mothers that will celebrate with joyous hearts today, but other side of that coin, there's always two sides to every coin, amen. I also know that there will be many that will not be able to celebrate with a joyful heart for various reasons. And I want to speak to those mothers today. As I look around, I think I know all of you all, but I may not, because we never know. We're good at hiding behind masks, you know. So I don't know how your relationship with your mother or the mother figure in your life has been this morning. But if it's been wonderful, praise God, you can take what's been said today and maybe minister to someone else that has not had a good mother figure in their life or a good relationship. With that mother in their life. So many have memories of sadness and broken hearts, disappointment, abandonment. And many people spend their whole life trying to figure out why. Amen. And you may be here today, or if you're listening by this message over the internet, today or later, you may say, you know, I've never known what a mother's love is like. I've never had a mother figure in my life at all. I don't know why my mother abandoned me. But thank God for all those women that have stepped up to the plate, the grandmas, especially the grandmas, amen, the aunts and the nieces, the neighbor lady down the road maybe, or the godly women in church that God has placed to come along somebody and take them under their arm and mother them. So you may be the one who says, well, you know, you don't know about my mother. You don't know about that mother figure in my life. They never did anything right. I know there's one thing she did right. She had you. And you're not a mistake. And you're not a mistake. So there's one thing that she did right in her eyes. Children are not a mistake. Amen. So she may not have, but she did one thing right. She gave birth to you. And you're supposed to be here, and you are anointed, and you are loved by God. Amen. So no matter the abandonment that you may have felt, or the loss, or whatever, know that you are loved by God, and you're here for a reason, and you're here for a purpose. Amen. So children are never a mistake. And God has never abandoned, nor has he forsaken you. Amen. So God pays a wonderful tribute to motherhood in Isaiah 66, chapter 66, verse 12 through 13, as he refers to his love for his children as a mother's love. And the word reads, "For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed, on her side shall you be carried, and dandled on her knees as one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you." And in Matthew, Jesus paid another tribute to motherhood when he spoke of his concern and love for Jerusalem by saying, "A hen gather her chicks under her wings." So there's another aspect there. I think Mother's Day matters to God a lot because mothers are women who matter to God. But as Pastor Laverne so graciously told us a while ago, that's not who defines us. You know, being a single mother, I didn't really get my act together until my son was about 2 years old. And so thank God for my mom that stepped in. So finally at two, I decided, okay, it's time to be a mother. Thank God for his grace. Amen. So that's what I devoted my life to. From the time that Jeremy was 2 years old till he was 16 years old, my life was totally devoted to him. The one thing I hated the most was going hunting. I said, "Son, I love you, but I see no reason to be out here at 3 o'clock in the morning hoping you're going to kill something." So anyway, that was a one-time trip. But everything else, I was 100%, 110% there. So as soon as he turned 16, he got his license. Of course, as soon as he got his license, he got a truck. As soon as he got a truck, he had to get a job because that's how he was going to pay for his truck. So here I was standing like, what do I do now? And that's where you have to learn that you aren't defined by being a mother. Amen. So I just kind of wanted to throw in there. That's a little rabbit. And so, you know, I was like, okay. So then I had to find myself. And that's where a lot of women in the church, and this message can relate to you men too, that you have to know who you are in Jesus. That being a mother, being a father, being good at your job, being whatever, it's not who you are. You are who you are because of who Jesus says you are. Amen. So I think mothers matter to God so much because they're women. And they're a necessity for bringing life into the world. But because women reflect an aspect of God's heart in a way sometimes that men can't. Because women, their emotional makeup is a lot bigger. There are many times many names of God in Scripture. And as we go back and we begin to look at these names of God, we can see that each name defines who he is, his nature, his character. And Lester Samuel wrote an awesome book called The Names of God. If you can get a hold of it, it's awesome. I read it quite often. So there are many names of God in Scripture. And that is because there is so much we know about God. He's a many-faceted God. Amen? And so, since God relates to his people in many different ways, there are many names that describes his relationship with people. And each one of his names, as I said, reveals his character, reveals his personality. So, you know, in the church as a whole, most of the world see only the masculine qualities of God. But listen to what Genesis says. Genesis 1:26 and 27 says, "And God said, let us," Father, Son, Holy Spirit, "let us," they were all together in making man, amen, "make man in our" what? "Our image, our likeness. So God created man, and when I say man, I mean man as a whole, the human race, in his own image. In the image of God, God created he him, male and female, created he them. Okay? Created he them. So one of the Old Testament names for God is El Shaddai. Ooh, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. So this word first appeared in Genesis 17, verse 1, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him. Thank God for those of us that are 50, over 50, that God's not done with us, you know, yet. Amen? We got any amens in the house? Just because you're 50 don't mean God can't speak to you. Amen. So Abram was 99 years old. The Lord appeared to him and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Almighty God in Hebrew means El Shaddai. Okay, you can't get no bigger than Almighty. Okay, Almighty. So El Shaddai is used particularly, I feel like I'm bouncing, particularly in situations where people are hard-pressed and need assurance. You see this in Genesis. Almighty, El Shaddai. El means strong one, and El Shaddai is a form of the word for the breast, which means El Shaddai means the strong-breasted one, the mother heart of God the Father. The mother heart of God the Father. So it's a prophetic picture of our God being in a place of comfort and nurture. So more than enough, the all-sufficient one. Jesus came to reveal, the word says, the Father to us, and he dwelt in the bosom, in the intimate presence of his Father. So John 1:18 says, no one has ever gazed upon the splendor unique, except the uniquely beloved Son who is in the bosom of the Father. Now he has unfolded to us the full explanation of who God really is. There is a mother side to the heart of God. Amen. So the word bosom speaks of the breast, close to the heart, kindness, tender, affectionate, and or embrace. God is for you, not against you. And he wants you to embrace the mother side of him. The mother heart of God is expressed in two ways, main ways, a responding and a nurturing. And one of the most wonderful promises that we have in Scripture is found in Jeremiah, where he says, call to me and I might answer. Call to me, and if you don't want too much or ask it too much, I might answer. Call to me, he says, and he says, I will answer. He is a responding God. Amen. He is a responding God. Mothers don't turn away their calls from their children, just like God never turns his call and his cry away from you. He says this multiple times and in multiple ways. God is a responsive God. Amen. And when we call to him, he gives us the assurance, I will respond. And it honors and glorifies him when we do this. And nurture shares the same root word as a nurse. And it's from the Father we receive that mother's heart. El Shaddai longs to nurture and to nurse us if we'll let him. And he longs to draw us into an intimate embrace with him. But so many women, especially, and men too, have been so hurt with feelings of abandonment, with the questions of why, is that they will not allow themselves to go to that place with God. And he said, if you will allow yourself to come into that realm of that intimacy with me, intimacy, I heard once, is into me, see? Amen? So, hallelujah. He said, if you will allow yourself to come into that place and abandon yourself to me, so that I can embrace you, then true healing begins to happen. Amen. It's possible to have a distant relationship with God and just say, God, you can come this far and no more. Because we look through to God, at God, with clouded vision sometimes because of hurt and pain and things that we may have experienced in life. And I've always said a hurt dog hurts people. Amen. Hurt people hurt people. And when I look at people's lives and they're saying bitter things and they're being offended so easily and they're standoffish and they're offensively, you know, I don't think they're intentionally doing that. I think they are reacting from a wounded spirit, a wounded heart. And if we're not careful, we will allow that to come over into our relationship with God. But he says, I'm your father. I have a mother's heart. And I want to bring healing to you so that when you come into that realm with me, then that clouded vision that you had can be healed. And then when you are healed, you'll begin to see God for who he really is. So El Shaddai belongs to nurture and to nurse us if we'll let him. In the very nature of God, we're learning there is a mother's heart. There is also a Greek word for love called storge that we don't hear much about. And it's a love which speaks of nurturing, empathy, compassion, gentleness, affection, and tenderness. You know, it's easy for some people to bring forth those words that I've just read into. And there's some people that have to work on these things. There's some people has to work on being nice. Some people, it's just like part of their personality. But God takes our personality and begins to refine it by the Holy Spirit and makes it into what he wants to be. And if we allow him to, as I said, to come into that realm of where he's at, where healing can take place, he can shave that negative stuff off of you. Amen. So the storge love is that love that nurtures us and comforts us in tenderness and compassion. And this has been present since the beginning of time, even in the creation of the world. So if you're the one that's hurting today, if on this Mother's Day, if you're listening, or if you're hurting, and sometimes when I send under a word, there's things that may begin to surface in me that I did not know was there. And that's what the word does. It brings light to those dark places in our life that is keeping us in that place of bondage, that's keeping us from getting close to the Father. Thank God for the light of his word, you know. So if you allow him, he will pour that love into those barren, wounded areas of your soul. Can a mother forget the baby, Isaiah 49:1-16 says. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she was born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. And you know, you've heard of instances where women abandon their babies for whatever reason. Like I said, hurt people hurt people. Amen. But God says, even though human nature may do that, he says, I am a father God that will not. My mother heart of me will not abandon you. My mother heart of you offers you compassion and hope and joy and healing. Amen. He says, though she may forget, I will not forget you. Whew. Isn't that an awesome promise? You may have been forgotten in your life. You may not understand why you were abandoned. You may not understand why hurtful words were said to you. You may not understand those things, but I know a God that does. He already knew about it before she ever conceived you. And the awesome thing about it, he's already made a way. That's the awesome thing about serving God. He already knows the beginning from the end from the beginning, and everything that happens in between, we follow him in trust and faith. So, you know, in my life, I've seen him bring healing to the hearts of many people as they press hard into the mother heart of God, into his breast to receive that comfort and that healing and identity. That's where you find your identity at. That's where you find your identity at. His love is powerful enough to transform a heart. And I wrote this down from some book I read one time, and I can't give credit to who it belongs to. But they said, his love is powerful enough to transform a heart that is so riddled with holes that it's like a spaghetti strainer. Wow. My. How many people are sitting in church Sunday after Sunday? How many people that are listening to this message that your heart is so full of holes because of wounds that was inflicted on you that you did not cause, or maybe you did cause them? That anytime anything comes that has anything of love, it just falls through because there's not a capacity to hold it. Amen. And then this person goes on and writes, and when his love functions like super glue to plug up the holes, people's hearts are transformed into vessels that can hold his love, as well as people's, instead of allowing it to drain out. We need to have a heart transformation. And it only comes by renewing your mind to what the Word says and finding out what the Word says. So as people begin to receive this nursing part of God, this nurturing part of God, this mother's heart of God, the strong-breasted one, he loves and provides for them. I've watched it happen over and over again in my life. And I'm a recipient of that, because you don't know my testimony. But I have been a recipient of a heart that was full of holes that could not hold the Word of God. But consistency. Pastor was talking about going to rehab once or twice a week. And he said before, I'm going to give his testimony. He can give it later. But he said that he could not walk up or down his steps without gripping the rail and applying pressure and weight to the rail just to get up and down his steps. But after being consistently going to rehab week after week and not seeing no progress, but faithfully going, because it's what the doctor ordered. Amen. And so he said, okay, I'm going. Now he can walk up the steps without any holding on to anything. Amen. It's called consistency, folks. You come to church Sunday after Sunday, and you go home still hurt, wounded, and not understanding. Amen. Keep coming back. Don't give up and don't quit. Keep coming back. And pretty soon, because you've got a doctor's order, the great physician has an order for you. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. Not just physical, but mentally, emotionally, and however you may have been abused. Words do. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me. It's not true. Words are a form of abuse too. And God wants you to be healed from that. And the hardest thing that we can say are words against yourself. If I had done this, maybe it would be different. If I had not made that choice, maybe it would be different. If I had not done this, maybe it would be different. But you did, and it is different. But God is the God of restoration. And I got to tell somebody, he's going to make it better than what it was before. Don't allow your poor choices to settle on you to where you make it a choice for the rest of your life not to be anything more than what you are seeing yourself at the moment. But it's called consistency. It's called coming through time after time again when you don't see anything. But you know there's something inside of you. Your spirit man says just keep hanging in there. Just keep doing what you know to do. Just keep getting into the Word. Just keep believing. Just keep forgiving. Don't be offended. But not, even though there's things you may not understand, give it all to God and say, I don't understand this, but I know that you're God and I'm not. Amen. Allow that storage love of God. Allow, because he is no respecter of person. And what he's did for me, he'll do the same for you. What he's did for other people, he'll do the same for you. Why? Because he is no respecter of persons. So wherever you're at this morning in your relationship with God, he wants to plug up the holes of your heart. Amen. So that every time you hear something, you're taking an offense. You're taking it as directed toward you. And God says, let it go. Because you know what? This time tomorrow, it's not going to matter. Life is too short to allow negative words to stick to you and cause you to be affected in that way. Amen. Thank you. Stand to your feet this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, for healing taking place right now in the name of Jesus. I just see a tsunami wave. Oh, shahai andaba ala sito usataya. I just see, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I just see a tsunami wave of God's love coming into the church that's so going to overflow into people's lives. Wow. It's like the anointing oil of God's love is just pouring out upon you. Just receive that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just receive that overwhelming love of yours for the good. We thank you, Lord, that you're healing things in our life that we may not even know that was there. We're going to let it go. Let it go even though we may not understand it. Because you're a God of love, of mercy, and of grace. We thank you, Lord, that you're healing the deep recesses of our heart. That you're bringing light to every area of our heart. Because that's who you are. Thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate you today. Not just the father's side of the heart, but the mother's side of the heart. Because you are one, and you made male and female. So you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing. And I speak life to you today, church, life to you that are listening by this with this message today. I speak life into you that others have spoken death. God says live again and breathe again. Live again and breathe again. Don't allow the choices that you've made be a stamp of approval over the rest of your life. God says today's a new day. A new opportunity, a new season and a new time. He set before you an open door, and he says for you today to choose life, to choose life. Let healing begin in you so that you won't be the pattern that your children and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren follow after. Let it begin with you. Let it begin with you. Because somewhere, somehow, someone in a family has to stand up and say, no more. No more generational stuff. That stuff was broken at the cross. And I refuse to allow it to come into my door. Thank you, Father. And I just stand, you're already standing, but I just speak God's favor over you today. I call you the head and not the tail. I call you highly favored of God. I call you more than conquerors. And I say that God's blessings is running to overtake you. Amen. That God's blessings is running to overtake you. And you're going to be a blessing so that you can be blessed. And always remember that God is for you and not against you. Amen. Amen. Be blessed.